Welcome, welcome, welcome. Fukuoka Fat Guys, Hungover Edition, episode 24.
Yep, yesterday was a motherfucker.
Oh, God. I still have alcohol in my system. It's what? Only 1 o'clock? I went to bed like 6 hours ago. So if I don't sound too energetic, just know.
Enthusiastic.
Oh, dude. Man.
Unfortunately, we had to record this a little earlier than we normally do it, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's still afternoon. Like, people are still going to give me shit. It's 1 o'clock and you're sleepy? Shut up. I didn't plan on it, but I wound up drinking, like, 4 drinks last night. And if you don't have anything to eat, it hits you really hard.
Yeah. I didn't eat very much last night, but, yeah, it was good.
What'd you have last night?
Grace had her Apple friends come by, and we just ate takoyaki.
Oh, the girl party, right, or something?
She was yeah, saying? I went to a Joshi guy.
Oh, gay. Oh man, so what's up with you? How's your week going? All that shit.
It fell apart, man. This losing weight thing. It's we're gonna be called Fukuoka Fat Guys for a very, very long time.
What fell apart? Did like your bike break down at the gym, or did like someone drop a weight on you, or?
Nah, just you know, when you just don't feel like doing it anymore. It's like, fuck, this sucks.
Oh, dude. I went, so how many times did you hit the gym this week?
I went 1.2.
I made it 3 days, and each day I got there, I swear to God, somebody's using the machine I want to go to every fucking time, and they're doing like half-ass sets, and then when the machine's free, somebody wants to talk to me, and I'm like, God damn it. So I did GVT all week, the German volume training, which was
10 sets by 10 minimum rest.
Yes, and with light weight since I can't really push too much. And
it's good though. Volume volume is the way to go. You know, it's good.
Dude, like yesterday, Saturday, I went to the gym, did back. Oh, man. Yep, I just wanted to stay in bed today. I'm fucking so sore.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Getting old sucks, man. Like, I have no energy. Like, I have zero energy for anything.
Mm-hmm. But we're not taking like I'm not taking any pre-workouts or stuff like we used to. We used to have all those secret pills and the secret sauce that used to hype us up and shit.
Yeah, but man, just like the motivation isn't there, you know, like just the energy's not there. I don't have that energy that I had like 2 years ago, you know.
It's because you got like 16,000 jobs, man. You quit like 4 of your jobs, you'd have energy again. You'd get sleep. You'd be like, oh, I have this thing called free time, so you can go work out and shit.
Well, that'd be nice, yeah. That'd be good.
Nah, man. I'm there with you. It's fucking, I mean, but I'm enjoying going back and like doing the volume training. Like I enjoy like working up the sweat and fucking feeling sore, but just, yeah, like little shit just bugs me now, you know. I'm like, oh God, I just really want to move to the next machine, or, you know, I don't want to fucking talk right now. And then you got to be the asshole to be like, oh, okay, I got to make an excuse so I can go do something else. But no, I'm on it. I made it all my days, and just trying to figure something out, trying to add cardio. Oh God, that sucks. I used to love running, and now I'm like, fuck.
Wait, you used to love running?
Yeah, when I started losing weight, I was on that machine every day. Remember, I used to run before we worked out.
Were you like carrying a TV or something?
Fuck yeah, the Black Olympics. TV jump, or gate jumping TV with no TV.
Yeah, there's a picture of like Tarzan carrying Jane, and then like the reason why you have to use your glutes, because like if you look at the picture, right, he's like holding Jane with two hands. So how is he holding on to
the rope? I saw that.
So his ass cheeks are like holding on to the rope.
They're talking about the Disney movie.
Tarzan.
Yeah.
Tarzan.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's like the Tarzan TV show from like the 60s and stuff, yeah, and stuff like that. But no, yeah, somebody was like, they showed a picture because it was her dad swinging next to them.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he's holding both, the girl with both arms midair, and they're like, how is there a vine behind him? How is he swinging? And then somebody drew the vine between his butt cheeks, and he's just holding it.
You gotta train your glutes, dude.
Oh, man, no.
Super funny, man. I really like that drawing. I'll post it up there.
Oh, God, yes. The Reddit / just internet of the world just making fucking goofy shit.
Yeah, I think I waste like 90% of my workout time on Reddit.
God, yeah. See, that's the only good thing, since I don't have my small Bluetooth headset anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't take my headsets in. Like, thanks for, I got my Beats by Dre earmuffs replaced. They look so nice and clean now.
It looks brand new.
Yeah, they were peeling and chipping and shit, but since when I work out, you know, you sweat a lot. Yeah, I don't want to sweat in my fucking Beats, so I always buy like shitty Bluetooth ones, but now I don't have any, and now I'm not on my phone while I'm in the gym, so it's at least I'm more productive.
Yeah, I thought it's a good thing to be more productive, you know?
Yeah, I stopped wearing my Fitbit too. Like, I'm just bored of that shit now. Like, it wasn't helping out. I didn't lose any weight with it. I'm just like, all right, I made my 10,000 steps. Now what? Yeah. So did you actually make it to our gym, or did you go to the grandpa gym?
No, no. I went to total 1.2 times. Ooh. And it was nice, you know? The hot tub at the end is like really...
Oh, that's, dude, that's the best
that's
part.
Good.
Yeah.
Shit's hot, man.
Yeah, yeah. Especially in the summer, too. God, the weather was kicking up today. I had to go Friday to a school to do like an observation. I was so sweaty by the time I got home. I was so mad. I was like, I hate summer so much. Give me winter. Give me winter. Give me peace.
Yeah, but I have returned. The prodigal son has returned.
Yeah. Man, I was actually good on diet this week. Yesterday, drinking those four, I had 3 beers and 1 gin and tonic. So that was it for all of yesterday, that and protein.
Yeah, I've been keeping my damage to a minimum. I only ate maybe like not even 2 pints of ice cream, just 1.
I was like, oh, how many takoyaki balls did you have? 2 pints of ice cream. Oh, okay, we just jumped food groups. That's your dairy, right? You had to get it for the calcium.
The protein. I needed protein. You know?
Is this protein ice cream?
A lot of people don't eat that much ice cream, I guess. Like, I was like, which one do you want? And I was like, I'll take this pint.
Everybody's like, looking sad.
You're going to eat that? I'm like, yeah. Like, this is personal size.
Yeah. Well, the only time we see people eat that much is in, what, love comedies when the girl gets broken up with or something?
Shit, that's like my breakfast. Like, I ate another pint for breakfast this morning. Like, that's just the protein.
Well, what kind of ice cream, at least? What's going to give you the diabetes?
It's not diabetes. 2, maybe 4. If you ate 4, maybe that's the diabetes.
what flavor did you eat?
I ate strawberry last night and some Pinot, and I ate vanilla this morning with some mangoes and maybe some other random fruits.
Oh, and you wonder why we're going to be Fukuoka fat guys forever, don't you?
It's all right. If it fits your macros.
If it fits your macros. Oh, shit.
Unfortunately, it doesn't fit my macros.
I mean, after you've had 2 pints, I think your macros have gone to shit.
Yeah, it's all right. It'll be okay. Tomorrow's a new day.
What's your goal for next week? How many times are you going to make it to the gym?
I'm going to make it to the gym 2 times. I'm shooting for 2, like twice.
Oh, start keeping it doable, I guess.
Yeah. Slowly but surely.
But you're still biking everywhere, right?
Nah, not really. It's like I think I have just been really lazy. It's a hard thing.
Moving to the city just kind of drained it out of you?
I still haven't got over the move yet, you know, like.
Shit, and your birthday's in a couple weeks too, yeah?
Yeah, I wanted to be under 100 for my birthday. That shit ain't gonna happen. John Ambe, I'm with you, buddy. We're about the same weight right now.
Oh, so. God. Yeah, Ambe, he's still hopping on it. Fucking, what the fuck was he talking about this week? You guys were, the type of training to do and shit. I don't know, man. Fucking, I'm over at work, you know, trying not to read the billions of messages you guys are putting about fitness and shit, but I don't know. We're going to keep on it. I'm going to at least make it 3 days again next week.
Keep on keeping on.
I'm going to add the cardio in. Hopefully have something happen.
Yeah, but those progress pictures are pretty, like, alarming. You know, like, I look at the pictures and I'm like, fuck, man.
So you have more half-naked pictures of you with your phone is all I'm understanding. Well,
it would be nice if I was changing, you know, my weight. My weight is changing.
You just said you ate 2 pints of ice cream.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not bad.
That's not bad. What, is it good?
It's normal.
That's not normal. You can't make shit up and call it true. Man, the Krispy Kreme is 0 calories because it's made like an O.
I mean, I used to eat like 24 donuts before. Like, that's
normal. Yeah, we were also fucking working out like madmen, and that still wasn't good for you.
Yeah.
Especially Krispy Kreme. That's the most generic ass set of donuts.
Hell, man. You take that back.
They have one type. They're all the same.
They're good.
Oh, fuck that. Anyway, what's going on in the world of news and shit? What did all your Reddit research find out for us?
Well, that fucking cocaine that I used to do is fucking worth a lot of money these days.
Oh, you talking about that drug bust?
Yeah, you see that Philadelphia?
It was like, what, something like $1 billion or something?
$1.1 billion.
Holy shit.
God. Spread out over 6 containers.
Like, yeah, they got it on the shipping.
Yeah, in the port. So, you know, that shit was like fucking like someone got snitched on.
Somebody did.
Someone in law enforcement. Because it's corroborated, right? It has to be, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, they said it was a bus, so they had to know it was coming.
35. Just to put it in perspective, that's 35,000 pounds. About 16,000 kgs of cocaine. The white powder.
God damn, Philadelphia. They made Rocky movies and apparently all the cocaine.
Yeah, and just earlier this month, on June 5th, Japan had a pretty big shipment from Hong Kong, mm-hmm. and that raided with 2,508 pounds of illegal drugs and amphetamines.
So, that seems so small compared to our 35,000 pounds.
That's a lot of fucking amphetamines too, though. So,
some guy got caught in Osaka. He was selling ecstasy shaped like Wario, the bad guy from Mario, the big fat dude. So it was kind of these little Nintendo ecstasy pills. No, dude, 35,000 pounds. Like,
so if you guys got coke back home, save that shit.
Yeah, you're gonna be dry for a little bit.
No, I mean, that's worth a lot of money, man. So like, if you're gonna, you know, you sell your coke, you know, like you can sell it for a lot more. Supply and demand, right? So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And imagine if you're like, you know, trying the users, like, yep, you're probably gonna be doing some unwanted detoxing. There it is. Goddamn, it's fucking hard. Yeah, dude, what kind of FBI caught him, right?
Yeah, well, it was probably like a whole bunch of people working together, though, because you're probably gonna watch movies about this drug bust in the future, you know, like a lot of shit went down to get this done.
Goddamn, amphetamines too. So Japan had amphetamines.
Yeah.
Which one are those? Fucking
speed.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Speed's the shit that like fucks with you physically and mentally, or is that angel dust?
Yeah, they're both like they're
similar. Cut, yeah. Yeah, yeah, fuck, see.
Cocaine's rich people drugs.
But, I mean, Japan has, like, mad laws and shit. Like, it's like a felony just to smoke a joint, so. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Japan also has, like, they still have the death penalty, but there's this kind of, in a way, mentally, like, it fucks with your head because you never know when you're
going to die. Yeah, they don't tell you when your date is, so yeah, they make you line up every day, never knowing if it's your last.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fucking, hey, like, almost 3,000 pounds of fucking drugs. Like, I had. Wait, so who? You're talking about that ship that got attacked on the news that they said was a. What was it called? One of the people in the Middle East, right? They said they were.
Like, that's a whole different.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was the same shit. Okay.
Yeah, there's a fucking shit ton of weird news. Like I think someone's been asking me if I would want to go to the Dominican Republic, and because of a whole bunch of.
Dominican Republic? Or the. The Dominion, what's that?
Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic, and then they're like asking me, would you go? I was like, why? And then they're like, check it out, man, all these random Americans are dying. I'm like, and I looked into it and it's like, it's pretty freaky. I'm like, I'm gonna do
my research. Who's the friend asking you if you would go? Like, hey, this place where a bunch of people from the country you are dying, you wanna go? Like,
they just thought it would be interesting to talk about it.
Oh, shit.
So they asked me, like, because he said, like, people just randomly went out to party and then they would just drop dead. Like, they wouldn't check out of the room, so they would go to check on them and then they would die of, like, a heart attack, you know? But it was, like, six random couples in over there.
Really? Oh, yeah. Couples. That does seem kind of shady.
Well, we don't know. Shit's weird, you know?
Fucking A, man. Where's all the fun news at? Like, shit.
Oh, here's a fun one for you, dude. Do you know Obi Melifonwu? The receiver for the Patriots. Well, his girlfriend, she used to work, her name is Arisa Okada, mm-hmm. and she used to work at Platinum Fitness, and so she recently resigned because the CEO and partner called her unclean for dating black dudes.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So what's her name again?
Arisa Okada.
Okada. And she's Japanese then?
Well, she's of Japanese descent, yeah. But, yeah, so she's...
And this is in America?
Yeah, she's from America, yeah.
Planet Fitness or
Platinum? Platinum Fitness.
That's not the place where they hate the dudes who make the noise when they work out.
No, that's it? Fucking Planet Fitness. Platinum Fitness.
I've never heard of Platinum Fitness.
It's a chain in Florida. It's a high-end, like, personal training chain. But anyways, there was a Facebook chat with the CEO and another person, and then they asked if she was qualified. And then the other person said, yes, but she dates black dudes. And then the CEO goes, unclean. And LOL. And then she saw it and she just quit. And she was like, and then they said, oh, it was a mistake. It was just a joke. And she was like, it's not a mistake.
God damn, man. Why the fuck everybody hate us?
Unclean. We are unclean.
We fuck up your credit. We gonna steal shit. We gonna get you pregnant. Now we are unclean.
But oh, man, if you look at the picture of the girl, man, she's hot, man.
Shit, let me Google Maria Okada.
No, Arisa Okada.
Arisa Okada. As you can see, my mental state.
Yeah, still. But all you gotta do is just you know, be a good looking wide receiver for the New England Patriots, and maybe you score a girlfriend like that, you know.
But I mean, is it Okuda?
Okada.
Oh yeah, there it is. No, like even then, like he's a millionaire, right?
And he's not a millionaire. He's just an NFL player.
Oh, wow. She is pretty. Well, I don't know. There's like a whole bunch of them. I don't know which one's her.
That's her. That's all her.
That's all her. Oh, shit. It's a big spectrum. But I mean, like, this fool's rich. He's a professional player. And, like, that's still not good enough. Like, fuck, man. Did anything happen? Like, is she...
She quit and she took a bunch of the clients with her.
So, oh, really?
She had a whole bunch of people are, like, boycotting Platinum Fitness, so... God. Good for them. Fuck those guys.
God damn, man. Fuck
calling me and my brothers unclean.
Oh, my bitch, God.
I mean, I may not wash my balls, but shit, that's what makes me unclean.
Oh, God, man, no. I swear to God, if I get you a 23andMe, if it says you're fucking any part African, I'm going to lose my shit. I swear to God, that's all I need is for you to be like, oh, I was right. Just look at me.
Hey, but check it out. On lighter news, Adam Savage of Mythbusters. Did you check that out?
Oh, the dude who made the Iron Man suit?
Yeah, what do you think, man?
Dude, it looked cool. I mean, it was just... It looked like a modified, like, jetpack they had. I've seen that because they had the propulsion on the hands.
Yeah, it's from a company called Gravity Industries.
Yeah.
The guy, you've probably seen him on all kinds of social media. He's the guy who just rides around on, like... He's like hovering.
Yeah.
I think his name is Richard Browning. So he's pretty interesting. Interesting dude. But he actually put on the suit and he flew on it. And he's like, I mean, it's hard to fly with that thing because like his legs don't move the same way. Because you need to. Yeah.
Though there's no like sort of jets on the legs. Like it's all like upper body and back, right?
Yeah. But it's just in your arms. So it's like 1,000 horsepower in your arms. I mean, just to keep that in perspective, like most sports cars don't put out like 400 horsepower. So to have that much horsepower in for just a human being, that's crazy, man.
Dude, yeah, no, I miss Mythbusters. Oh, bless you.
Oh, shit.
I miss watching that show. I used to watch that shit all the time. Like, oh, man. And then I think it might have been my cousin's graduation that he actually spoke at the thing, like, back in the day.
Like a commencement speech kind of deal?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, fucking A. That's nuts. Yeah, we're so far away from having any sort of, like, flight capabilities for humans. I mean, shit, there was a...
I mean, affordable, because you could fly with that thing.
Like, oh, I don't... Like, I mean, but, like, in a more realistic sense, because, what was it? Neil deGrasse Tyson, he was talking about how come we don't have flying cars right now. And he said they were, like, way too noisy if we could even make that. And then how do you, like, we have highways and stuff, right? So how do you... What's the word I'm looking for? Control traffic. You know, how do you streamline it if you have, like, the air? Because there's no, like, lanes in the air and shit.
Yeah.
But, oh, man. Yeah, back in the day, like, by the time, like, by 2020, we were supposed to be, like, all futuristic and, you know, body modifications and stuff like that. But right now, just same old, same old. Either way, congrats on that. You know, nerding out to fucking Iron Man and getting his 1,000 horsepower jetpack. But, nah, man. I think I'd try it. I'd probably try it. But I'd be like the dude who's like 4 feet off the ground. Like, I'm not going to go very high.
They showed Adam Savage trying to do that. And it was pretty hard, right? Like, it was hard for him to control it. So, for people like us, you know, we have really low body awareness, you know? Mm-hmm. So, we probably have a really hard time. So, we'll figure it out.
Body awareness? What do you mean?
Like, balance, proprioception, you know? Those kind of deals.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to use my glasses and stuff up there. Nah, it's still pretty cool, though. But who's the David Hance guy you wanted to talk about?
Oh, just basically this guy. I just watched a story on Reddit about this guy named David Hance. He goes by the screen name Allied.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Smite player. You ever heard of the game Smite?
Yeah, I think isn't this like one of those MOBA games or something?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was originally... in WoW, World of Warcraft, and stuff like that. But apparently, like, his parents didn't know how much of a gamer he was until he just recently died, you know? Like, and they're just... His story was really, really uplifting. So if you have a chance, check it out on Reddit. It's a pretty good documentary about just, like, how video games are actually a good thing for people. Like, you know, a lot of people look down on them. Like, I used to think, like, maybe it's not a good thing for people to play so much video games, but there's really a community and, like, a sense of being, you know? Like, you're doing things with the same people that like the same things you do, which is a good thing, you know?
The whole thing about, like, games is it's just like everything else. It has to be done in moderation. You know, when you stop doing everything else just to play games, like, I can understand that. Like, people who don't go out or exercise or socialize. But, yeah, I mean, playing games online, you can play with your friends, you can meet new friends, you can meet douchebags and trolls and shit, too. But
that's life, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, it's kind of like the more mainstream games have become is kind of good, and, you know, for the community. But at the same time, there's still that stereotype for the dude who's in their parents' basement playing games and doesn't have a job and shit like that.
The funny thing is those dudes probably make more money than we do.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Combined.
You got all those fucking streamers. You got the female streamers who go out there, like, good 98% of their audience is male and just fools who think they have a chance and donate money for the dumbest reason. But I mean,
yeah.
No, I mean, I love games. Like, shit, it's fun. It's stress relief. It's a good way to sink yourself into something else, you know?
Yeah, I think anytime you get to, like, meet or interact with people that like the same things you do, it's a good thing, you know?
Well, it's anything. Like, if you like books or comics or movies and stuff like that, because who enjoys watching a movie by themselves? Not like, even like, not the fact of watching the movie by themselves, but watching the movie and having no one to talk about it, right? Same thing with reading a book. You read a badass book and then you're like, nobody else has read this book, so I can't talk, you know, about it and all the stuff that, like, you loved about it, you hated about it. Like, that's the most fun. It's like the post event breakdown, you know? You beat the game, or you finish the novel, the movie, like, music. Like, that's why people who have the same taste in music get along so well.
Yep.
Because you always got something to talk about, right?
Yeah, last night I just noticed, like, just because I can't speak Japanese well, it's fucking, like, tough, you know? Like,
yeah, see? So yeah. You can't really...
Yeah, if you can't relate to someone, you know, you can't communicate with someone, it's really hard, so...
And especially when it's so real. Like, when it's a hobby, when it's something you enjoy, you love, like, the connection is just way easier, right? So you would think that I would tell people more about, like, my hobbies and shit, but unfortunately, my generation, we kept all the nerdy shit on the low, so I still do that. Even when I went out yesterday, somebody was like, oh, I didn't know you played games. I'm like, that's the way I want it.
Yeah, I don't know you read comic books and jack off.
Whoa, why? They're not at the same time, homie. Like, it's separate.
Wait, you separate it?
Oh, my God. Shut up. Comics are fun. Leave me alone. God damn it. God damn it.
Maybe that's why people didn't want to buy my comics. Shit.
Yeah. They're not worth as much for some reason.
I put them in the baggies and then the cardboard backing.
Oh, God.
They were just stuck together.
Oh, that's nasty.
Storm's titties.
No. God damn it. We were talking about something real and you had to fuck it up. We had our moment and now it's gone.
But anyways, David Hance, he passed away of cancer. And just watching the whole gaming community rally behind him and stuff, it was really, really a good thing to watch. So.
In a similar fashion, back when WoW was new, I think I just finished high school and some similar thing like this happened. A dude died and they actually had in the game a... like, memorial for this guy, right?
A service, wow. Nice.
But the messed up part is some trolls went and crashed the service and killed everybody at the memorial, all the characters in the game. They, like, it was funny, but it was kind of fucked up. Because, like, somebody, it was actually my friend in Vegas, had, like, set it up online for him. And there was, like, a few hundred people. Like, I guess this guy was a big thing. And somebody spliced a video of, like, the memorial, and then the people run in to, like, raid it and just fuck with everybody. And it was, like, you know, the world is good, but the world is shit at the same time.
That's what makes the world good and bad.
Yeah, but, oh, man.
But celebrating another thing for Japan, we got our first NBA player.
Oh, Rui Hachimura, right? Yeah. Full 6'8", man. 21 years old.
Yeah, and he's a beast, though. What, 200-something pounds?
Oh, yeah, like 210 or 215, something like that. He's a fucking monster. But, yep, black people are going to start raising their status in this country same way we did in America. Yeah, Washington. Sports and music.
Washington Wizards.
Yeah, fucking A. I thought he was just a fucking American. They're like... They were announcing, like, everyone was like, where they were from, and he's like, Rui Hachimura from Japan. And I was like, is he joking?
No, he's actually, he's a product of the Japanese-based basketball league, so.
Yeah, his team, the school he played for in high school were, like, they were three-time champs or something like that, Yeah, so, it's funny, though, like, the way black folks break into, like, every country, the way we, like, make a name for ourselves is sports and music.
That's how Japanese people are going to do it too.
Yeah, but I mean, because they were hype, like on Twitter and Facebook and everything. They were like, oh, yes, Japanese representation. It's like, oh, now you know what we are. Oh, now we exist. Same thing with, what was her name? Osaka Naomi.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, you know, because every time like somebody black or somebody makes it into like the mainstream, if they start like putting them in commercials and shit, are they going to whitewash them like they did Naomi? Make her like 8 shades lighter and stuff.
That was Neeson's fault, though.
No, well, actually, they just... the internet is hilarious. So, at E3 last week, they announced a new Pokemon game, and they had like a black trainer in there, some little girl in the water, and she was like hella dark. And then the Nintendo, they had like their artist doing like pictures for marketing the game.
Yeah.
And one of the Japanese artists drew her, but they made her much lighter. And so, somebody on the internet was like, why are you making her lighter? She's beautiful as a dark-skinned woman. And it became this big thing. And the funniest part was the guy who was giving this Japanese artist all this shit was a white dude.
Mm.
Like, these woke... Like, it's funny. Like, people get, like, offended woke. For me.
He's woke.
He was woke, yeah. And it just... It seems like... Like, what... Like, in that situation, what do you do? Like, oh, thank you for protecting my honor? Like, I don't know, but I'm happy that... These two are succeeding and, you know, are attached to this country, so maybe their view of us will kind of change, but at the same time, like, we don't need to be offended by everything, you know? It's not done with hate. Like, you just gotta talk and teach them slowly, like, shit. But, nah, it's...
Didn't Taylor Swift get in trouble for that recently, though?
What did she do?
She just had to calm the fuck down.
I don't...
About, you know... Being lesbian, gay, transsexual, whatever, being white, black. She just said, calm down, everyone. You don't have to be so sensitive, you know?
I didn't hear about that. The last time I heard about her was people were giving her shit because she's winning all these pop albums and stuff. And they're like, she's stealing, you know, hip-hop dances and black dances and stuff. So, I don't know. I heard she was scared of black people because of what Kanye did to her. They were like, she's traumatized and she can't be left alone with black people. I mean, it's probably bullshit, but it kind of did make me laugh. I'm not going to lie. It tickled the shit out of me. Like, imagine Kanye West is the reason, like, you're scared of black people. You know, I mean, he is kind of crazy, though. But anyway, let's move on to Byron Paul or whatever.
Yeah, so basically this guy... Brian Holland, he wrote a 175-page dissertation about a cure for HIV, or trying to find a cure for HIV. The reason why it's so like remarkable is this Brian Holland guy is actually Dexter Holland. Do you know who Dexter Holland is?
No, who is that?
The singer for Offspring. He's an actual legitimate doctor. So
the main singer for Offspring.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, isn't that nuts? So he's actually trying to find a cure for HIV.
Oh, so he hasn't found one yet.
He's trying to, yeah.
So, holy shit.
And that song, Keep Him Separated, was about his lab experiment to keep him separated.
See, now the thing is, I don't know if you're fucking bullshitting me right now because of all the shit you say that's bullshit. So I'm like, do I believe him right now? Mr. Mammogram, you motherfucker. My cousin hit me up making fun of me. God damn it, Danny.
I sold you out for that.
You did it so quickly. So the keep them separated, I ain't believing shit.
All right,
fool me once, fuck you, all right? That's how that goes.
But I want to give a short shout out to Jen and Jason. They just got married.
Oh, yeah, congrats.
Congratulations.
Yeah, fucking A, man.
Sorry we couldn't be there for you, or send you any videos because we were just busy. But I'm sure Chase made some deep fakes of us.
You just got like a bear and a gremlin. And just
there's enough podcasts of us saying all kinds of shit that you can make us say anything.
Like, oh, like those videos where they make it look like the presidents are singing songs and shit like that.
It's pretty good, man. Those deep fakes, man.
Yeah, congratulations. Fucking 10 years, man.
Yeah, like 10 shit. Years. Yeah, it's pretty shit. Good. Soon, our homeboy, we're going to be out in Atlanta, so we're going to tear shit up when we get there, David. God. David is a listener of our podcast, so,
Oh, jeez. But he doesn't drink or anything. Like, how can we tear shit up with him?
We got the cocaine.
No, we don't. The feds got that.
That shit's too expensive.
We're just going to make the jump to heroin, or what? We're going to go meth? Like, poor man's cocaine? Either way, we're going to get him fucked up. Yeah,
we'll figure it out. Yeah. I'll get drunk for that one. I don't know if the world's ready for that, though.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking ready. I'd love to see David fucked up. Oh, man. So, EA has been... Electronic Arts, the game company, has been trying to rebrand themselves. They've been getting a lot of shit for the loot boxes, which is that gambling mechanic we've talked about a few times.
Yeah, once or twice.
Yeah. Hey, fuck you, all right? We get to talk about what I want. This is part of my podcast, too, all right? But anyway, for those who might not know or might not remember, loot, you pay $60, 6,000 yen for a game, and the companies have started selling content in the game, but not even, like, you can't buy it. You have to buy a spin at a roulette wheel, like at a casino,
for a chance to get it.
Yeah, what are they called? A slot machine. So you're paying money for a chance to get something that used to be unlocked for free or sold separately, so that way they can get more money out of you, and they're called loot boxes. Well, the problem is loot boxes got so much negativity that EA is trying to rebrand it, and they're like, they're not loot boxes, they're surprise mechanics. And holy shit, the gaming world has just been eating them alive. They were trying to...
I gotta get on 4chan for
this. Oh, God. They were trying to connect it to, like, Kinder Eggs or something from the UK, and baseball and cards and stuff.
They're liking it to the Kinder Eggs where your kids choke on the toys.
But you get a toy.
Choke on this, EA bitch.
Well, they're like, oh, people love surprises, and when you buy a Kinder Egg, or there's like, I guess there's something called like LOL dolls or something.
Yeah. Well, I can relate to that because I remember the first time I Houdini'd a girl. Yeah, she was pretty surprised.
Oh my God, no, don't fucking talk about Houdinis. We're not going to mention that. God damn it. Fucking don't Google. Well, Google it if you want. It's dirty shit. God damn it. No, but it's not the same. If you buy like a back in the day pack of baseball cards, that's it. You're not paying $60 to then buy the baseball cards. You're just buying it knowing that there's a chance. Like,
yeah.
It's the same thing with like global warming and what do they call it now? Climate change. Like they change the words, but it means the same fucking thing. Like
it is the same thing.
It is, exactly, and that's it's so fucking stupid. EA is a shit company.
There's only one thing you can do then, stop buying EA games, people.
Oh, I haven't bought EA games in a long ass time. But the funny thing is they say shit, but people leak all the stuff they say. So like they have like investor calls and shit, and they're like, oh, single player games don't make money anymore, and then Sony's like, we just sold 10 million copies of God of War, and now EA's bringing out a single player Star Wars this year, so it's like, fuck EA. I just wanted to put that out there. That's my nerd moment. Anyway, I guess we should start finishing up with the last bit of story time and rants.
Hey, but you forgot to say, man. The fans have spoken. They want the date time. I saw you deleted that, you bitch.
Man, these motherfuckers. The only date stuff I can give you this week is I was supposed to meet a chick Wednesday. And God damn it, don't... God damn it. All right, no, I'm not going to talk about it then if you're going to do that shit, motherfucker. Go. So I was supposed to meet this chick, and she said... God damn it, motherfucker. She set up the date, right? So I'm like, okay. Obviously, she wants to hang out. So last Monday, she set the date. And now... Didn't bother, I was just like, all right, just went through my week, didn't bother or nothing. And then Tuesday or Monday this week, we were supposed to meet this Wednesday, this past Wednesday just happened. So a week ago we said it. This past Tuesday, I'm like, all right, let me double check where I'm supposed to meet her. The bitch blocked me. She left the chat and blocked me. And I was like...
Wait, online?
Online app. And I'm like, this is your fucking idea. You asked me out. It was the most... And like...
Wow.
She wasn't even pretty. Like, literally, I was prettier than her, right? Like, this little troll of a woman. I'm like, fucking A. I was more angry than hurt. Oh, what the fuck?
That's like those surprise mechanics.
Why would you... God, nothing like surprise mechanics. Why would you make a date and then just block somebody? Like, it wasn't like I was talking to her or bugging her. Or just cancel. Lie.
Did she see her dick or something?
Oh, like, my God, man. See, this is why we ain't gonna do date fucking comp. Whatever the shit. Date sessions, because you're going to say stupid shit. I'm going to get fucking angry.
I'm not angry.
You're not. I'm the one. I said I'm angry. Fuck. I can be angry. Shit. Man, I was so goddamn mad. I was like, why did you do this? Why did you make the date? And then.
Clearly she's crazy.
Oh, I don't know. That, well, of course. That's my fucking type. It's just fucking nuts. And then last night, so after the gym, I went out to a bar, met up with a friend, and then. Hung out for a bit, and holy shit, this is the reason I can't talk about dates, because people who listen to the podcast, they're over here half-assing trying to help me get hooked up, and they're like, all you gotta do is be goofy, all you gotta do is be like me, and it's like, dude, shut the fuck up, alright, I came out, drink with my boys, you know, and then they're like, you're trying too hard, derp derp derp, I'm like, motherfucker, I'm drinking with you guys right now, and you guys are the only ones talking about fucking women right now. And they're like, oh, that's a good point. Then why are you getting so angry? And God damn it, if these motherfuckers don't stop comparing me to Pierre. So apparently because Pierre's black and I'm black, if anything he can do, I can do.
Yeah.
But the thing is none of these motherfuckers talk to Pierre. They don't know.
What don't they know?
I ain't telling. I can't tell. It ain't my shit to tell. But no, like, fuck it. Hey, man. I'm out there. I'm on the grind. I'm doing my shit. But sometimes you just got to go have fun, right? Just not give a fuck. Just have a good time and see what the universe sends your way. And every time I do that, dumb motherfuckers want to get on my shit. And then I got to threaten to hit somebody. Because it's like, what the fuck, man? I went out just to drink a couple. Not even to drink. I just went out to chill. And then all these motherfuckers want to talk about is bitches. And like, why are you so angry, Tucker? I fucking wonder why.
I saw that you could actually rent a girlfriend in Japan.
I'm not gonna do that. That is stupid.
She was pretty hot.
Just fucking go run 8 miles and then they'll fucking get it for free. Well, no, it's never free. You still gotta pay.
It's never free. You always have to pay for sex.
You know, it's in some foreign way. It's either dates or romantic gestures or some shit. But
unless it's surprise sex. Surprise mechanics.
I was like, what the fuck? So no, I, yeah, my, fuck, I'm still fucking tired right now.
Surprise, bitch.
You don't surprise them. That's called rape, asshole.
Oh, is that rape? Oh, sorry. No. In no way do I condone rape.
No, man.
Like, Anthony might, but I don't.
What? Fuck you. No. Take that back. I ain't having the police come after me. Fuck you. No, man. Like, yeah, I miss having wingmen who are on the same page as me.
Don't worry, I'll get out there with you.
Oh shit, that means I'm just becoming gay at that point. Like, no chicks are gonna talk to us with you around. Shit, out there, hey girls, you wanna see surprise mechanics? You know, you want to do some cocaine? We took it all. Fucking A, man. Oh no, yesterday I just wanted to enjoy, have a kickback day, and then I just wound up fighting with motherfuckers who know jack shit about dating.
Why do you hang out with them? Why?
It was like I was happy. Like, I went to the bar after the gym just to see what was in there. I just didn't feel like going home, so I was just walking around. I was like, oh, I ran into a friend. He left, and then I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll go walk around before I head home. And I just ran into those guys, and I'm like, oh, okay, I haven't seen them in a while. And I was like, we'll just chill, you know, shoot the shit. And Lord behold, like, God, it's like, now I see why I haven't seen you motherfuckers in a while. Like, shit, every time I see you guys, you want to talk shit, and then I want to punch you in the fucking throat. Like, shit. But no, we went to a couple spots, but it's like, if you take out their dating advice, it's they're decent to hang out with. But you're talking, you know, it's the blind trying to lead the blind. Like, they're like, oh, well, I'm married, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yo, chick hit on you. Your chick came up to you and asked you out. Like, I don't want to hear fucking dating advice from a guy who fell into a relationship.
Yeah. So, how do you, like, they should say, we should do an experiment. We should get a couple of convicted felons.
Oh my God. Right? I don't want to hear this experiment.
And then unleash them on Japan and say, okay, I got the advice. You just follow this.
Wait. Why do they gotta be convicted felons? Well,
we look like convicted felons, so, I mean, I'm
just... Motherfucker! What is this we? I don't look like I'm convicted of shit. I look like I will be convicted, but I ain't even convicted of shit yet. I ain't got no face tattoos and shit. I'm still good.
Are you calling me my...
Kobe, you went twice. You gotta play with the pigeons. No. Either way, I just wanted to let people know, like, if you want to talk to me about this shit, don't like hammer me with it, you know? Just let, you know, but if I'm out trying to have fun and not think about it, let's just have a drink. Like, just enjoy the night. Don't tell me not to focus on it and have it be the focal point of the fucking conversation. That's all I'm saying. So yeah, let's all woosah, relax, inhale, exhale.
Yes.
Either way, I'm gonna go take my ass to sleep.
Yep, he's still drunk.
Any things you wanna say before we dip out?
Nope, I'm good, man.
Alright, well,
let's end this.
Yeah, so to everybody, thanks for catching up on this episode. To the people who were annoying the shit out of me yesterday, fuck y'all.
And the people that still have cocaine, save that bitch.
Surprise mechanics. Alright, people, we out. Peace. Bye.